This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
More than 100 people were killed in Myanmar Saturday when security forces suppressed protests in the bloodiest day since the military junta ousted the civilian government. On the day that Myanmar's generals celebrated Armed Forces Day with a parade in the capital, security forces opened fire on demonstrators across the country. The Myanmar Now website reported 114 were killed. An independent researcher in Yangon said 107 died, including children. Myanmar military forces also clashed with Karen guerrillas along the Thai border, with warplanes carrying out strikes in the Mutraw district. The violence drew international condemnation, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken writing on Twitter, "We are horrified by the bloodshed perpetrated by the Burmese security forces." The EU's delegation to Myanmar tweeted the day would go down as one of terror and dishonor. Several thousand women protested in Istanbul Saturday to call on Turkey to reverse its decision a week ago to withdraw from an international treaty to prevent violence against women and domestic abuse. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stunned European allies with an overnight announcement that Turkey was withdrawing from the convention, which it had been the first nation to sign. The women say their safety has been jeopardized by Erdogan's move against a European treaty, which was once championed by Turkey and is known as the Istanbul Convention, after the Turkish city where it was drafted in 2011. World Health Organization data shows 38% of women in Turkey are subject to violence from a partner in their lifetime, compared